Subhanallah, that's the beauty of Zikrullah, Afzal Zikr, La ilaha illallah. With Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, Ahlan wa Sahlan, wa Marhaban to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with good health, bless Afa with Afiyat. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum mauna salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusulli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la 'ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Zulqa'dah, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 47 and verses 32, 33 and 34. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us, and today it's so apparent and manifest in all parts of the world or major parts of the world. Chapter 47, verse 32. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Verily those people who are non-Muslims, whether they are Jews, whether they are Christians, whether they are Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, all of them are in one category. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, they are the protectors of one another. They are the friends of one another. Hence Almighty Allah has already warned us. And therefore it is naive and foolish for a person to think that one day they will become our well-wishers and we can become their best friends and make peace with them and so forth and consider them to be, you understand, our protectors. So all that is condemned in the noble Quran in the strongest terms. Chapter 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhul yahuda wan nasara awliya. Don't ever take the Jews and the Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'dhum awliya wa ba'd. They are the friends and protectors of one another. Wa may yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum. You befriend them, you take them as your best protectors and best friends, then you become part and parcel of them. As you can see with the Abrahamic Accord and all this Murtaddeen and Kafirin and Munafiqeen, the hypocrites and the apostates and the disbelievers among the Arab regimes. Almighty, chapter 5, verse 51. And in chapter number 8, Surah Anfal, and verse number 73, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The non-Muslims, they are the protectors and the friends of one another. إِلَّا تَفْأَلُوا. If you do not assist the Muslims when they are oppressed, like in Gaza and in Rohingya Muslims, and remember Sudan and so forth, Kashmir, illa taf'alu, if you don't do so, O Muslims, the governments and the people, takun fitnatun fil ardi wa fasadun kabir, then there will be greater mayhem on this earth and there'll be absolute chaos. Chapter number 8, verse number 73. Everything we will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Sunnah Sharifa, Sunnah Mubarakah, so all that we will find. Inna alladhina kafaru, verily those people who are the disbelievers, وَسْوَدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they bring about impediments and obstacles from the path of Allah. How can you become a Muslim? How can you be sympathetic to Muslims? They are the terrorists and so forth, the Zionist media, the American media, all that is what they will say. But when a whitey commits the crime, then it's not terrorism. Liverpool, see what happened. وَسْوَدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they bring about the obstacles, impediments on the part of Almighty Allah. وَشَاقُ الرَّسُولِ, they disobey Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday the Jutlas, Haramis, and the scum of the earth, the nation that is cursed by Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salam, وَشَاقُ الرَّسُولِ, so they disobey Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember when مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى, after it becomes so apparent to them the path of guidance, what is nur? Guidance means nur وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ, that radiance and effulgence which Almighty Allah enters into the inner recesses of our hearts, so we can draw a distinction, dichotomy بين الحق والباطل. So Almighty Allah states, they can try whatever they want to do, لَنْ يَدُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا, they will never ever be able to harm Almighty Allah in the least. Almighty Allah will keep on humiliating them. Remember, America murdered 500,000 babies and children in Iraq, and they murdered 1,000,000 people. Based on what? All false information. Deliberately, they said weapons of mass destruction. Who is going to pay for all that? That's why we say America, Israel, Britain, the axis of evil, they are the people who are the biggest terrorists and haramis on this earth. See what Quran Kareem teaches us. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, majority of the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, they have that ardent and strong desire. لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا, that they want to return you after your iman to become kuffar, become like Sisi, become like the kings of Jordan, Bahrain and Morocco, become like MBS and MBZ, then we will like you. All murtaddin, kafirin, munafiqin. And if you don't know these terms, it means whole lot of them are hypocrites, whole lot of them are non-Muslims and the apostates. Why they do that, the Jews and Christians? حَسَدًا مِّنْ إِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ, it is out of jealousy and envy from their side. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, after the truth has become manifest to them. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 109. So yeah, Almighty Allah states, why they do all this? مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَى, after the guidance has become manifest and the apparent and everybody can see that Islam is the magnet. Remember that. People see what is happening in Gaza and they said, we never saw terrorists. We saw people who were terrorized, and that is by Americans and the Israelis and the British and the Hindustan Indian government, you see. So Almighty Allah states for such people, وَسَيُحْبِتُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, all their good deeds, all will be gone, null and void. From hero, they'll become zero. They'll get no reward in the year after. For them is straight Jahannam, everlasting doom and gloom, and then they will realize how short-sighted and foolish they were. If you want success, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ, hey, iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places Allah Ta'ala uses this phrase, oh you with iman, faith and conviction, and there must be no doubt in it, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ, be obedient to Almighty Allah. So how are we going to be obedient to you, Ya Allah? So Kitabullah, the Quran Sharif, tells us what Allah Ta'ala is commanding us to do and what must we abstain and refrain from. وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ, and be obedient to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember the first law, that iman, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, 89 different places in the noble Quran, here to عَاشِقَانَ khitab, Allah is elevating our rank and status and speaking to us so lovingly. And wherever ita'atullah is mentioned, ita'atu Rasul is mentioned. You will not find a single verse in the Noble Quran where obedience to Almighty Allah is mentioned, and immediately after that, obedience to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. Qul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Why? May yuti'i Rasul faqad ata'a Allah. When you obey Mustafa Rasulullah rahmatul alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only will you be obedient to Almighty Allah. Today you have these simplistic people, the kafirin. They say we are Quranists, we only believe in the Quran. So it means you're rejecting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid. So what will happen to ati'u Rasul? So it becomes redundant, irrelevant, al-iyazu billah, Allah forbid. So you're rejecting the entire sunnah mubarakah, all the ahadith or majority of them, straight away murtad kafir you become. Wa ati'u ar-rasul wa la tubtilu a'malakum. Do not nullify your actions. What does it mean to nullify your actions? So the Hanafi say for example, yesterday Monday, you said you want to keep a sunnah fast Monday, and then 10 o'clock in the morning, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you broke it. For whatever reason, whether some you felt sick or some visitors came or no reason. So Hanafis say one qadha is compulsory. So we ask the Hanafis, only Hanafis say this. So we ask them, but where's your dalil, your evidence for this? So they use this verse, وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, and do not nullify the actions. So when you start something that is voluntary, and then you broke it midway, so remember you have to repeat it, whether it is salat or siyam, whether it is your fasting or your nafil salat, and so forth and so on. And when we ask the Shafi'is, Hanbalis, Malikis, and them, they say, no, you don't have to, you must remember, keep qadha of it. So we said, why? So they use another verse of the Noble Quran, ma alal muhsinin min sabil. You're a muhsin. You're just doing something that is not compulsory and it is voluntary. So then there is no compulsion upon you to do so. So you see, that is called tafaqquh fi deen, to understand the profound, deep understanding of the great, great fuqaha and the jurors of Islam. Inna alladhina kafaru, verily those people who are the disbelievers, wasuddu an sabilillah, and they prevent people from the path of Allah. Don't become Muslim. Don't be sympathetic to the Muslims. Like how the Jutlas and Americans are making propaganda. Summa, thereafter, ma too, they die. Like Ariel Sharon, like Kamal Ataturk and all of them. Then they die, wahum kuffar, whilst they are non-Muslim, you see. فَلَيْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Never, ever will Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgive them. Everlasting doom and gloom for them. When Almighty Allah tells you, لَا هُنَّ حِلُّ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُمْ. This is a big problem happening in our Muslim society, locally, nationally, internationally. For you Muslim lady, that you cannot marry any non-Muslim male. So whether it's a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever, absolutely haram. Chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse 10. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And Almighty Allah mentions it both ways. So there must be no ambiguity at all. And you, the non-Muslim man, it's haram for you, unlawful for you to marry any Muslim lady. So now you find that sometimes the Muslim lady is marrying the Hindu man or the Jewish man or the Christian man, and they're laughing, enjoying, and sometimes they're even encouraged by their parents. So that lady becomes straight away a murtadda. Those parents are straight away murtad. So both of them, when they are an accomplice in this crime, they're happy for their daughter, and so forth and so on. So such people, yes, they make tawbah, repent publicly, then it's fine. But otherwise, فَلَيْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ, that remember, Allah will never ever forgive them. And that is the law Quran has mentioned. So Islam is not some supermarket pick and choose, you know. So we have to enter into Islam in its entirety and totally. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. enter into Islam in its entirety and totally. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and never ever follow in the footsteps of Satan. Therefore, we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, or any politician or any country. وَالْحَقُّ أَحَقُّ يُتَّبَعُ, we have to follow the truth which the Quran Sharif has taught us, and Almighty Allah is commanding us, you must enter, O Muslim, into Islam in its totality, not pick and choose Islam which suits our warm fancies and desires. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 208. So we need to understand what the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us. Ameen. We believe in it without any condition and reservation and doubt and skepticism. And then we promote it, we practice on it, we propagate it. So that is what our Islam is all about. 28th of Zulqadah, 1446. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally. Today is day 599, so tomorrow, Wednesday, will be day 600 of the so-called Israeli war against Palestine and Hamas. Alhamdulillah, say Alhamdulillah, I sent it out yesterday to all of you before the Q&A, and remember what things our Palestinians have done, the Qassam Brigade and the others as well, that they are giving the Jutlas a good thrashing some places. So 5 Jutlas dispatched to hell. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yesterday the Jutla said was Jerusalem Day. They invaded Aqsa, thousands of them, and they desecrated the sanctity of Majidul Aqsa, putting up flags, Israeli, napak, impure, immoral flags, putting up flags, the third temple must be built, and putting up, you understand, their slogans, cursing Allah Ta'ala, cursing Nabi Alayhi Salaam, cursing the Arabs, cursing the Palestinians, and saying, kill them, and so forth. So, and who was there? Who else? Itamar Ben-Gvir. So he is the biggest harami and terrorist in Israel, he and Smotrich, and their leader, Netanyahu, all war criminals, all of them the biggest terrorists and so forth. Any Muslim or anybody puts a bullet through them, you will get the greatest thawab. Remember, the mubahud dam, the legitimate targets as far as Islam goes. Where are you, O Arab regime, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, you Jordan, Egypt, you see Aqsa being desecrated, you see what they're doing there in Gaza and the West Bank. Ayyuhal kafirun, ayyuhal munafiqun, ayyuhal murtaddun, ittaqillah. O you MBS, O you MBZ, all you kings, all you CC, Fir'aun, remember you better fear Allah. Otherwise, your ending will be just like Kemal Ataturk, like him. Remember Ariel Sharon. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, upon the Jutlas and these Murtads, place your dogs upon them and decimate and destroy them. They speak about the aid coming into Gaza. So America and Israel cooked up a plan. They will bypass United Nations. So what is the plan? They make designated spots. You Palestinians must come and collect the food here. All the food are Israeli items to boost their economy. And then when they go there, they're pushing in them in small, small areas like their cattle and so forth, Allah forbid. So this is the ploy of the Israelis, the haramis, the murderers, and America, the biggest terrorists. So this is terrorizing, you understand? That the Palestinians, but Allah will give them victory. And you Muslims, don't be such idiots and fools to believe America and Israel and the British and the Western media that they are 100% pro-Israel and pro-Zionist. Smotrich gave a lecture, the harami, the terrorists. He said, we must build the temple, and that is remove Majidul Aqsa, the back portion, Qubbatul Sakhra, Dome of the Rock. And we must extend the borders. We must take over Lebanon. We must take over Syria. We must take away a portion of Saudi Arabia. Eretz Israel, and that is min al Nil il al Furat, min al Furati il al Nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq right to River Nile in Egypt. That is their dream. But we say, what our ustad, what our leader, what our sheikh, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin Nawwarallahu Marqadahu said, and that is in 1987 he formed Hamas. Israel from 46-47 were murdering and massacring the Palestinians. So when they tell you about Hamas, tell them 40 years before that you were murdering, massacring the Palestinians already. So he, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, said, Inshallah, by 2027, there'll be Zawalu Israel. There'll be no Israel. It will be wiped off the map, inshallah. That we hope and pray even before that. Yesterday's Haaretz newspaper writes, demobilizing, organizing the Jutlas, the Israeli apartheid terrorist Nazi government and Hitler's children. Hitler did a good job. We're proud of Hitler. You can quote me anywhere. We agree with Hitler regarding the issue of interest, regarding the pornography, homosexuality. On these issues, we're 100% with him. Certain things, we don't agree with him. 450,000, you understand, recruited by Israel, that's their soldiers. Bring them on. We're waiting for them. We are Hamas, imma shahada wa imma al-ghanima. We either go, you must remember, for martyrdom, or either we go for booty. We're not like you Jutlas and you Americans and so forth. Biggest cowards, haramis, attacking children and babies and so forth. Sanctions on Israel in the Western government, the call is growing now. And it will happen like what happened to apartheid South Africa. They must be kicked out from United Nations. See, they bypass United Nations. That time, remember, then Kofi Annan told them. I remember his name, Kofi Annan. He told them the war against Iraq illegal. They told him, you African, wasting our time here. What we must listen to? That's the white mentality. They are racist of the highest degree, majority of them. I traveled so many countries in the world. Not one country I found where there is 100%, you understand, whites, non-whites are treated equal. Everywhere you will find racism. US is interfering in the UK internal affairs. So now the haramis will fight among themselves. Quran taught us, chapter 59, verse 14, بَأْسُهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ شَدِيدٌ, the war among themselves will be severe. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, you think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented, disunited. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, they got no brains and no intelligence. Chapter 59, verse 14, in the 28 Jews, Hezbollah, remember Hezbollah did a good job, they pakka Shias, pakka kafir. But when somebody attacks Israel, America, we will support them. So even if the atheists, Hezbollah wins municipal elections in Lebanon. You see, another blow to Israel. Saudis, the Moon Samis, today is 29th of Zulqa'dah there. So tonight after Maghrib, they must scan the sky. In 15 minutes, they will tell you in Tumeir that the moon was sighted. They look there in the telescope, this, that, right, saw it, you see. Tumeir and Sudair and all that. And Sudais and them will then say, you must remember that Arafat will be on Thursday and Eid will be on Friday next week. So then 80%, 90% of the Ummah will follow the Pied Piper, you see. Like idiots and fools, remember that. To follow the Saudis is not permissible in moon sighting, remember that. Canada, France, Malta and UK, all very soon, inshallah, will be recognizing the state of Palestine. So what do the Jutlas Harami say? They say, you recognize it, we will annex, you understand, the West Bank. But you already annexed it. You kick out people whenever you feel like. You burn their houses. You murder their children. You burn their children. This is the plot and the plan of Likud and the army and of Netanyahu, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir and Katz and Cohen. All haramis, war criminals. Kill the children of the Palestinians. So that's their aim, the haramis. Macron of France, his wife gave him a varma clap, you see. He was there in Hanoi. Hanoi is where? In Vietnam. We visited Vietnam. So we saw the museum, how the Vietnamese, they gave the Americans a good thrashing, you must remember. They had to take their planes and helicopters and run from there. So his wife is supposed to be his grandmother's age, you know. So she gave Macron a varma clap, a good smack, you see. But the French media say, no, they were just smooching with one another. They were just playing with one. Go tell that to somebody else. King Charles is in Canada. Today he will be addressing the parliament in Ottawa, there in Canada, and saying, Canada is an autonomous state and no other country got the right to annex it like Trump and them. So therefore he is there. So Charles is playing the game against Trump, you see. So that is how they are fighting one another. Mahmoud Khalil, you remember the Palestinian who was taking out the marches for Palestine and so forth and exposing Israel, still in American jail. Just like my brothers there in Guantanamo Bay, just like my sister, Dr. Afia. And you, America, want to tell the world about democracy, about human rights. You are the biggest terrorists and haramis, remember that, whole lot of you. Whether it's Trump, whether it's Biden, whether it's Obama, whether it's Clinton, and all these haramis. A car plows into the Liverpool residence celebration. So now one white guy, he went in, 27 of them are now what? Injured. They're lying in hospital and clinics. So now the British people are saying, don't send the photos out. What happened in Liverpool? We say, send it out. Show them who are the real terrorists. Show them who are the real haramis. Show them who are the people who are crazy guys. We say, send it out. We must name them, shame them, and nail them. When they tell you, don't do something like this, we must do it. So the French surgeon, look at this report. A French surgeon, he raped or sexually assaulted 299 patients. You see that? So that is the growing news there in France. So these are haramis. They can't look after their own rifles, but they want to speak about justice and peace and so forth and so on. Let's come to our South Africans, you must remember. Malatsi, he is a proper sellout to Trump and to Musk. You see that? He's supposed to be in charge of our media and so forth. So they want to change the laws to do what? To accommodate Elon Musk with his Starlink and so forth. So these are the ANC, some of them, total sellouts, and they destroyed South Africa in the past 30 years. Another sellout, 100% pro-Zionist, is Grayton McKenzie. You see, the PA, Patriotic Alliance. So he also says Elon Musk must be given, you understand, license and so forth. So ask them how much money they're collecting from America or from Israel and so forth. So therefore, the media is taking him to task, and therefore to vote for these people, the DA, the PA, ACDP, all of them is absolutely haram and so forth. Gauteng Hospital Security Bill. Listen, this is what ANC does. So the citizen reports that the bill for security in a hospital, 2.54 to 2.5 billion rand. Just for security, 2.5 billion rand and more. So that is the bill for security in the Gauteng Hospital. So this is courtesy of ANC. Half the money they will pocket, or quarter the money as usual. 27th May, so that's today. Pay attention, all of you. Durban, Joburg, Pretoria, Cape Town, Hammanskraal, wherever you are in South Africa. 27 May, 11:17. That's the exact time, 11:17. So from 11:15, you can start already. Where you perform Salat, my sister, in your house, where you perform Salat in your masjid, just stand there, face the Qibla. The sun will be above the Kaaba, and in that way you will know that whether you are facing the Kaaba, Musharrafa, the Baytullah directly. I will send it out today, inshallah, that when we send out all the information in the morning, so we will send that out as well, so you will know what to do. Our programs for today, inshallah, Tuesday, 8:30 to 9. So Mufti Hassan, American he is, but currently in Pakistan, he will be interviewed by Maulana Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. And remember that then after 1 to 2 will be tafsir of the Noble Quran. Remember tonight, day in Saudi Arabia and other countries, where it is the 29th of Zulqadah. Today, you have to scan the sky. It's 10 hours, 11 hours, 12 hours. But the moon samis will say through, you understand, telescopes and through AI and so forth, moon sighted. And then that is 99%. So let us see what happens, and the news will come in tonight, and then you will know exactly which day is Arafat. And I told you yesterday, the person rendering the khutbah in Arafat this year will be Sheikh. Salih bin Humaid Hafidhullah. He is one sheikh. He speaks the truth most of the time. Obviously, there are certain restrictions on them, but at least compared to the others, he's all right a little bit. Ma Salim, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Sir, can Qurbani be done at night?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. If you don't have load shedding A and C and no current, so then it's totally permissible. When the fuqaha, the jurors wrote that you should not make qurbani at night, it was in those days where they didn't have electricity, proper lighting and power and energy and so forth. Nowadays, mashallah, so totally permissible, provided that your lighting system, electricity system is proper, so you know that you are slaughtering the animal properly, severing the veins properly, and so forth. So that is the rationale the jurors and the scholars have used.
Officer, is it permissible for a lady to dye the hair black? I heard when you quoted the hadith about men, but does the prohibition apply to ladies as well?
Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Quhafa. Abu Quhafa is the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abu Bakr's name Abdullah. His father's name Uthman. But by the name they are not famous. They are famous by the kunya, the agnomen. Abu Bakr, the son of Abu Quhafa radiallahu anhuma, both a sahabi, remember that. Abu Quhafa embraced Islam radiallahu anhu on the occasion of Fatih Makkah. So when Makkah was conquered in the 8th year of the Hijrah, 21st Ramadan Saturday, so nevertheless Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Abu Quhafa, that your beard, your hair, all that is gone grayish, whitish. So ghayyiru shape, what's the Sawad, that you must change the color of it and abstain from black. Remember that. So this is for male and for female. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, other hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and in Musnad Ahmad, Inna nisa'a shaqaiqur rijal, the laws that are applicable to the man are applicable to the woman also, unless there is exemption, exclusion. For example, now is Hajj season and Umrah and so forth. So now people going to read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. So the men will read it loudly and the women will read it softly, because that is the teaching of Islam. But like this, so you women also cannot use black dye in that for your hair. That's haram and not permissible. The hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif of Abu Quhafa and what Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed him.
Mufti Sahib, are we allowed to buy a qurbani animal without a tail?
No, remember that when we give in the path of Almighty Allah, so it must be without any defect. It's like you selling something electronic, say you must remember a laptop, computer or a cell phone. You know there's a defect in it and then you're selling it. Haram that. You can't be selling things that are... The mabi is ma'ib in Arabic, you will say. So the merchandise has a defect in it. So in Islam, it will be considered as a defective animal. Remember, tailless. Today, people want to go topless. And now you want to buy an animal that is tailless. You understood? So not permissible that. So remember that the farmers will tell you their stories. You go and look, you will find. Man wujadda wajada. In Arabic is a proverb. You make some effort, you will find it. Remember that. So how many places they're selling qurbani? The only qurbani that we really promote is of Majlisul Ulama, Hazrat Mohana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib. So that is the one we send out every day, every second day. And when people ask me locally, nationally, internationally, I say, put money. I myself, I met Maulana. I gave him money for Qurbani on Wednesday last week. So remember that you yourself should do that. Just do the EFT. So that is the one that we will promote and promote. And then you must present and make Qurbani of the animals that have no defect. Remember that.
Mufti Sahib, can males and females wear sunglasses whilst in ihram?
Ah, then what you going to see? Sometimes the men want to wear the sunglasses, so we can't check what they ogling, you see. Sometimes the woman want to see, you understood? That if your intention is really good, the glare of the sun, and this year your Hajj will be 45-50 degrees, is midsummer. June, July, kabhi na bulai. Day is so hot, and yeah, by us is so cold. I'm speaking to you. You know what's in front of me? My jas is in front of me, my overcoat. My gloves are in front of me, Arjunet Mota. And my scarf is here. I'm not using it now because in the studio is very good. But now once I go outside, then it's very cold, you see. So therefore, we must be ready. So inshallah, with Allah's mercy, Allah grant us siha, afia. So there, you have to wear sunglasses because the glare of the sun, all permissible for male and female. But if you got impure and un-Islamic intention, you want to check the ladies out, you want to check the men, how hairy they are, because they have been ihram and the hair on the chest, dirty, hairy, you know. So the people, some of them, they like the hair, some don't like the hair and all that. If that is your intention, it's absolutely haram then to wear the sunglasses and so forth, you must remember. But in general, it's permissible for male and female.
Mufti Sahab, what is the significance of fasting for the 9 days of Zulhajj?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Siyam uhaqa, siyam isanatin, you keep the fast, the first 8 days and so forth. Of, you understand, Zulhijjah, for every day you will get the reward of fasting for 1 year. And qiyam uhaqa, qiyami laylatil qadri, and you make ibadat during the nights. It's like making ibadat on the night of majesty, the night of destiny, laylatul qadr, hadith in Tirmidhi. And on the day of Arafat, so this year Arafat day will be Thursday, 99%. Tonight you will know exactly, inshallah. So what will happen is that you fasting in South Africa, so that Thursday you make intention of fasting on a Thursday sunnah, and your Arafat will be on Friday. So the 6th of June, 7th of June will be Eid, inshallah. So when a person keeps the fast of Arafat, then the hadith is mentioned on the authority of Abu Qatada al-Ansari radiallahu an. Su'ila al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawmi Arafah. The Master alayhi salam was asked, what you say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the fasting on the day of Arafah? The Master alayhi salam said, Ahtasibu alallah ayyukaffira sanat al-madiya wal-baqiya. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. 2 years sins get forgiven, the previous year and the following year. So even if you keep 1 day fast, it is fine, there's no problem with that. However, O Ummah, if you got qadha fast, you must keep your qadha. What good is that? We're giving charity to the masjid, madrasa, darulum, but we're not paying our debts to the companies we owe, to the creditors we owe. So that is our example. And it massages our ego. Hum bhi buzruk ban gaye. We became very pious. We're fasting now in Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, and so forth. But what about all the qadha? 100 qadha, 50 qadha fast you got. So that is how the Satan, Lucifer, he deceives and beguiles us. زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. He beautifies the action, and you think that you're becoming a buzruk. You're not becoming buzruk, you're becoming bushkruk. Because you're not keeping your qadha fast. You're not reading your qadha salat. And you're just concentrating on voluntary actions. So we need to wake up and get our priorities right.
Mufti Sahab, I am on Hajj, I am in Makkah. I want to know that the 100,000 reward, is it strictly only good deeds done in the Haram itself, or can I get the same sawab from the hotel room?
You, my brother, sister, mashallah, you in Makkah, Mukarramah, you are confusing issues, so don't get your fuses blown. What is the Haram? The Haram is the whole entire Makkah, Mukarramah. And Aziziyah is part. You're going to go to Aziziyah first of Zulhijjah from tomorrow. They're going to pack you up. Half of you will be going to Aziziyah tomorrow. Or 99% will be gone by the South Africans on the 4th of Zulhijjah. So Aziziyah is a suburb of Makkah and part of the Haram. So that's first thing. Then Mina is part of the Haram. Muzdalifah is part of the Haram. So M3, 3M, all this apart constitute the Haram. So anyway, there you read Salat, 100,000. You read Quran, 100,000. You make Zikrullah, 100,000. You give out 1 riyal charity, so then you get 100,000 sawab. And by the same token, you go and do Unda Danda. you're watching TV and you are making ghibat, sitting there in the foyer and making panchat and talking nonsense. So Quran Kareem states, chapter 22, Surah Hajj. So remember verse 25, and this is in the 17th Supara. Chapter 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You just make intention, just intention of deviation and of zulm, oppression. نُذِقُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish you a terrible, horrible punishment. Therefore, Ra'isul Mufassireen, one of the greatest commentators of the noble Quran of all time, Abdullah ibn Abbas, would not stay in Makkah. He would stay out of the Haram area. And therefore, he passed away there in Taif in the year 68. Muhammad after Hijrah, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, he was not a Sahabi, he's a Tabi'i, a successor, not a companion. He performed the Salatul Janazah. So we should know all these issues properly. Last question.
Mufti Sahab, please advise if a wife owns some property and if she passes away, does the husband inherit from the wife? And number two, can she say in her will that everything must go to her sons?
If she does that and she say everything must go to her son or sons or daughter, children, and she deprives her husband, she goes straight to Jahannam and stays in Jahannam, the hellfire, for a very, very long period. Quran says so. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions the shares of the earth. Thereafter, Almighty Allah mentions, if you do things properly, according to Islam and Sharia, the divine code, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that will be the supreme success. And you do unda danda upside down, you hate your husband, you don't want him as inherit from your property, your money, and so forth, and you give it only to your children. Listen to what Allah says. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, chapter regarding women, and verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, who disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, you go beyond the limits, you increasing the share of your sons or daughters or children, and you decreasing and depriving your husband, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah Jalla Wala admits them and enters them into Jahannam, the hellfire. They will stay there for very, very, very long time, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. This word, عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, is normally used for non-Muslims, but here is used for Muslims, that it will be a disgraceful, humiliating punishment. Your mother, you want to give your sons, daughters, give them in your lifetime, say this is for you, the money, this is for you, jewelry, this is for you, and so forth, and you, they must take possession of it, and you must not attach any conditions. And when you pass away, O sister or mother, then first burial, funeral expenses, then the deaths of the deceased, and then wasiya for non-heirs, maximum one-third, and then the shares of the heirs. So it seems by you that you got your husband, seems your parents have passed away, so your husband will inherit, remember, that 25%, whether you like it or not. And your son or sons will inherit the remainder, the residue, 75%, because you ask about your sons, so that's why we're answering it like that. So you must do that Islamically, otherwise you'll end up in Jahannam, Allah forbid, for a very long time. Allah protect us all. Barakallahu feek, Mawasaleem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.